We are learning Masechtas Bar Basra, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Gemara on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we learned there's four levels of being Chayzer, that if the Lekeach gets overcharged, he could be Chayzer. If the Meicher got underpaid, he could be Chayzer. If the sale was exactly as is and no one paid too much and they got exactly what they asked for, they both cannot be Chayzer. And if you got the wrong thing, completely wrong thing, not because of a different quality, but a completely wrong thing, more than that quality, then it will be Chayzer. The case where we're saying underpaid and overpaid is where it's a low quality and a high quality, there, whoever paid too much or paid too little, the one who got nisana, who got ripped off, will be able to be chayzer. So I'm Rav Chista. Rav Chista has been talking about a case a little bit slightly different than the Mishnah. Told me a case where it was a monetary oinah, not a oinah where it was low, different quality tvua, different quality grain. I'm Rav Chista. Machaloi shava chamesh b'sheish. If you sold $5 worth of wheat and you sold it for $6. Sold it for $6. Now, the lekeach overpaid. And it's like, no. And he could be chayzer. Or ask for his money back. But what happened was, before he had a chance to show it, in the lekeach is the lekeach could be chayzer until he shows it to a tagger. He has a certain amount of time. He can't be chayzer forever. He could be chayzer for a certain amount of time. When he overpays, he has a certain time to show it to a tagger or to his karav to see if he overpaid. So what happened was, let's say it takes a half hour. Within the half hour, the price shot up to $8. And now it turns out he got a great deal. He paid $6. He was supposed to pay $5. And that's how much it was when he bought it. He paid $6. He got overcharged. Lamaisa, the time he went to his friend, it was already $8. Now the Meicha wants to be Chayzer. And the Meicha time is, you know, I'm going to be Chayzer. The sale's not done yet, right? You still could be Chayzer. And you were looking into it. So it wasn't finished yet. I want to be Chayzer now. So what's the halacha? So Shava Chamesh B'Sheis Hukah V'Omer Ashmoina. Minasan Lekech. So the Pasuk is like Keach Yochalach Zaboy V'Loy Meicher. The Meicher can't be Chayzer. You know the Meicher has a good taina. He says, "Look, it wasn't finished yet. You were still looking into being Chayzer." So the reason is because Mishum the Amalei, the Lekeach tells the Meicher, "Ilu Loy Anisan. If I didn't get overcharged, Loy have a Matzis Hadrabach. You couldn't be Chayzer then. If I didn't get overcharged, you wouldn't be able to Chayzer. So now Hashdu Danisa. Now that I got overcharged, Matzis Hadrabach, you could be Chayzer. It makes no sense." You know, klape you to mechir is over. Now, because you overcharged me, you're going to gain something? Like the Rashbam says, it's choyte niska. It doesn't make sense. The one who did aver should gain. And v'tana tuna. And really, in truth, it's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, yafais v'nim tzurais. If it's yafais, and it's found that it's low quality, l'kei yachalach zabai, v'loi mechir. And we are being medayik, that's mashma in the Mishnah, then in any case, the mechir never could be choyzed, even if it goes up in price. Even afterwards, the rois, the low quality, went up in price. Now even the meicher wants to be chayzer. He can't be chayzer. So he's saying it's basically our mishnah, really. So that's one.
What's a dimyon?
The mishnah is not. It's exact dimyon, but the mishnah is mashma like this. That here, if I sold you low quality, you could be chayzer. It's not a chiddush. The mishnah. What's a chiddush? Okay, yeah, of course you could be chayzer. We're saying you could be chayzer, and it's only you could be chayzer, not the meicher. That's the chiddush of the mishnah. Yeah. Yeah.
The Meicher can be chayzer.
What do you want? You want the Meicher yet to be chayzer?
Yes.
Because the sale's done.
But it's not done vis-a-vis that you could go and tie
it. So he could, because he has a schos, because he overpaid. But that's the same, chayt niska. The guy, the regular sale is done. And here, he overcharged and now he could pay chayzer. It makes no sense. That's the same, chayt niska. Because he did something wrong now, really clap him, it's done. He was so happy. He came home, he told his wife, I ripped off this guy, I gavaldi, I didn't know what was going on. He's all happy, what do you mean? Him, the sale's over. He already spent the money. He already leased his fancy car already. The guy thinks it's done. That's all. That's what Gufa was saying. Lekeach saying, because you did something to me, you could be chayzer? No. And we're saying that the Mishnah that says, Yafais, Penim Surais, is mashed by the Moichah, can't be chayzer no matter what. Even if afterwards the Rois go up in price, he still can't be chayzer. That's mashed by the Mishnah. So we're saying it's a right from our Mishnah. But Rav Chista, the opposite case as well. Machalai Shava Sheish V'chamesh, a case where the Meicher undercharged, and it was really six, only charged five. V'huzlu V'omdu Al Gimel. And it went to Gimel now, went down to three. So now the Lekeach first thought he got a great deal, but now he got a terrible deal because it's really three. So Mina Sana Meicher, but the Meicher undercharged, so he could be Chayzer. Machalai Achlachas Boy, V'loy Lekeach. I the kach say, what do you mean? You still could be chayzer, so it's not finished. Amalei iloy nisim levin matzis hadrusbach. If you wouldn't have been, if you wouldn't have underpaid me, you would not be able to be chayzer. Hashta, because you underpaid me matzis hadrusbach, but tanatuna. And same thing, right? Bar mishta rois v'nim tziyafos. If it's rois, I sold you low quality and you got high quality. Moichi yochalach zabay v'loy lekach, no matter what. So that's the halacha of Rav Chista, who's saying you cannot be chayzer. Even though things change now, and that guy had an option to change, it's still considered complete. Now, it's a very important machlokes shayna over here. Let's say the case. Let's say the first case. I sold something five for six. The lekeach paid too much. Then it went up to eight, right? So we're saying, the lekeach obviously not going to be chayzer anymore because he got a good deal, but the meicher can't be chayzer. Could the lekeach ask for his dollar back? L'maisi overpaid by one. Could he ask for his dollar back? On one hand, he could say, yeah, l'maisi b'shas b'chiri, he got overcharged. On the other hand, he's saying right now it's worth eight, so maybe he can't. No. Yeah, the Maaseh, he wants to keep it, the sale now. He's all happy about it. So what's the halacha? So some chalikas are showing him. Some chalikas are showing him what the halacha is in this case. It's a Rosh in Yud Dalet. He says, Vim ein alekeach reitz lachzaboy elo tevei oinos v'na meicher. He wants to be tevei hez oino. Yes, sir, mish tzarek lachz lo oinos. You have to give it back. Rabbein yoyne kosav she'en yochel lo tevei oinos. The kivon she'yochel lachzaboy v'lo niskayim ha'meka charato. So klape him, Taka wasn't finished till now, and now already you're not overcharged. Because since the lekeach can be chayzer, so by him it's not finished till now, now it's already eight. So you can't ask for it back. So my chaykas are showing what the halach is. Okay, but let's get back to our Gemara. The Gemara will write our Mishnah. So the Gemara asked, what was Chista's chiddush then? It's Taka, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the meicher can be chayzer no matter what. My kamash lo amastisim, what's our Chista's chiddush? It's a Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, im mastisim hava mino. I would say, Dilma Rav Chista, the Rav Chista Tavaya Matzi Hadribe. I would say Rav Chista's case, in Rav Chista's cases, they both could be chayzer. They both could be chayzer. Why? Because Lamaisa, since you were overcharged or underpaid, so like what I was saying before, it's overcharged and underpaid. Since there's an option to be chayzer, it can't be considered a complete sale. And the Mishnah maybe is different. Which means like this, that our Mishnah will be different. The Mishnah, the reason why a Meicher can't be Chayzer, let's say you get so low quality, the reason why a Meicher can't be Chayzer is because on the side that the Lekech does not want to be Chayzer, he can say the sale was consummated and finished right away. Why? I got Royce, and we made up high quality, give me low quality, because the Lekech says, I call a lekeach when he buys something. He says everything's bad because he always wants to get a better deal. Yeah, I call that bad also. So it was no mistake. It was tacking a sale. Buy when you sell five for six. There was a mistake. It's definitely a mistake. There you can hear a svara that's not a good sale. Avivai could be chayzer because something was wrong in the sale. In the point of sale, something was wrong. Here, avivai on the side that the lekeach doesn't want to be chayzer. So then the meicher can't be chayzer either because on the side of the meicher, what he's saying is, yeah, that's what I bought. I call everything rice. Even though he sold them the low quality, but I call your yafis rice also. So I asked for yafis, that is rice to me, and you gave me rice. You gave me what I wanted. You gave me what I wanted. So there was no mistake happening. No mistake happening because he calls everything ra. Look at Lashon Rashbam right before the wide lines. Let me be chayzer mekatayusu because we're supposed to sell high quality. They give you low quality. Lamaisa is my fault, but it's mekatayus. Al kechayim aloy ain't a tayus. Sh'af ani becheskes royos lekachtem. I also assume I'm getting royos. The ra ra yoyma akayna. Like the pasuk says in Mishlei, ra ra yoyma akayna. By akayna, everything is bad. So when I ask for your yafos, your high quality, I consider that bad also. So when you give me low quality, I said everything's low quality. So I got what I wanted. It was no mekhtayas at all. And what about the opposite case where the meicher was supposed to sell rice and he sold yafis? So also, why don't you say that's a mistake? The meicher says, let it be a raya that you can't be chayzer, you know it's a mistake. So he says, no, that's just not a mistake. And then sad the meicher doesn't want to be chayzer anymore. And why? Because the Yafis went down in price. That's why there's only Rabbi Chayzer. There also, he says, look, you asked for Royce and I gave you Yafis. So I gave you Yafis, that is Royce. In your language, that's Royce. I might do. You always call my Yafis Royce. I might do. I gave you Yafis. That's the way the Rashbam brings down for Rashi, the Pshat. That, look, I gave you, you bought Royce, you paid for Royce, and I gave you Yafis. So you're saying, oh, look, you got the wrong thing. And the Meicher got ripped off. But the Meicher says, no, you call that Royce. You call your office Royce. No, if he wants to back out, he can back out. Don't want a case he doesn't want to back out. We don't want to back out, and also Lekech wants to back out. So we want to make that the sale Taka made sense. It wasn't a mistake. By 5 to 6, it's always Taka mistake. It was really a mistake. You paid, it was worth 5, clearly, and you paid 6. And now, the Meicher, whatever, the other one wants to sign it. Look, you can be Chayzer. And Rav Chis says no, but the Mishnah you wouldn't see that because the Mishnah all you see is we can't be Chayzer is in a case where he can make the sale and the point of sale to be real, he can make it real. Even, so we're saying this even when it's a Royce or Yafis, there's a way he can make that sale real. So just give an example again about the Lekech, where the Lekech bought the Yafis and he got Royce. In a case of Lekech, of course, could be Chayzer if you want. If he doesn't want to be Chayzer, he could say, yeah, it was a real sale. I call your Yafis Royce also. Everything is Royce. So I got Royce, everything's low quality. I call because he's always negative. So because he wants to get a better deal. So therefore it's always going to be called low quality, and therefore it's not a right for Mishnah. The Rechis says, Mechazesh, yeah. Even in the case of 5 to 6, you cannot be Chayzer. It wouldn't be right for Mishnah. So what the Gemara Vaita? Shechamtes v'nimtzes levono. It says in our Mishnah that if you asked for the red wheat and you got white wheat, so the halach is that that's called a mechatayis because two separate tastes, it's two separate type of wheats. So the Gemara says like this, that the Gemara assumes, the Gemara knows there's two type of wheat. There's wheat that is red and wheat that is white. We didn't know what the word shechamtes means because it comes with the word chama. Maybe that's white. Maybe shechamtes is white. Maybe the sun is white. But when it says levana, now we know shechamtes is red. So Omra Papa, Mediktani levana, since it says the opposite one is levana, is white. We know levana means white. Shemami no, hai shimsha, we know the sun is sumkasihi. We now know the sun is really red. It's very hard for us to see the sun. We're not sure what the color of the sun is. The sun is red. And I'll bring a riot to that also. It's a riot from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah is calling the red shechamtes, comes the word chama. But I'll bring a riot also. Teda, the kasamka, safra panya. In the morning and the evening, you look at the sun, it's taka red. The reason why the whole day you can't tell that it's red, because your eyes are not clear because there's so much glare of the day, therefore you can't see the sun and see how red the sun is. So that's what Papa says, that the sun is red. It says, and the Brisa says, explaining the Pasuk, it says the Nega, in order to be Tommy, it has to be deeper than the skin. And the Gemara says, the Brisa says, it's kamara chama mukam ratzel, like the sun is deeper than the shade. Vahasam, we know by a nega lavanu. We know a nega is white. So you see, if we're comparing it to the chama mukam ratzel, it sounds like the sun is white. Just like the white is deeper than the R, the sun is deeper than the tzel, which means it's white. So my answer is no. It means kamara chama, like kamara chama. Kamara chama, just like the sun, the mukam ratzel is deeper than the shade. So that's what we're comparing to the sun. But not exactly like the sun. Dilu hasam lavan. By a nega, it's white. By the sun, it's adoim, it's red. So like upon him, we weren't sure what color the sun is, and we're just saying the sun is red. Now in the Havamina, we brought a riot from this Brisa that the sun is white, so why takas look red in the morning and the evening then? If it's really white, so why does it look like red in the evening? L'mayda salaka daitin. Mikara, that we thought from this kasha from this Brisa, that the sun is taka white, so what do you do? In the evening and the morning, it's taka red. So what's pshat? So Gemara says, no, really the sun will be white in the Havmina. The sun could have been white. I was turned red at those times. But safra, it turns red, the chalfa bevardi the Gan Eden. The Gan Eden has beautiful red roses, and since it's passing by Gan Eden in the morning, it gets that glare, that red glare. But panya, in the evening, the chalfa piskli Gehenim, it's passing by Gehenim, so that's why it gets red in the evening. Now that's for sure, the Mairiv side is where the Gehenim is, and in the east side is Gan Eden. So we're saying in the morning, in the east side, it gets red from the Gan Eden. In the night, when it sets in the west, it gets red from Gehenim. The Yikud Amri Ipcha, that Avad the Gehenim is where it is, but in the morning it gets red from Gehenim because it's a cross, it's keneged, it's directly against the Gehenim, therefore gets that red glare. And in the evening it turns red because it's facing Gan Eden, and that's why it gets red. That's what means Ipcha. What's the reason? Is the morning comes from Gan Eden or the night comes from Gan Eden? But Avad the Gan Eden stays where it is, just a shiloh where it gets its glare from.